In the end, she dies, and he is alone. Although really he had been alone for some years before her death, before Emilia's death. Let's say her name is, or was, Emilia, and that his name is, was, and will be, Julio. Julio and Emilia. In the end, Emilia dies, and Julio does not. The rest is literature. The first night they slept together, it was by accident. There was a test in Spanish grammar, too, a subject neither of them was great at, but since they were young and in theory up for anything, they were even up for studying Spanish grammar, too, at the Vergara twins' house. The study group ended up being bigger than originally planned. Someone put on music, saying she always listened to music while she studied. Someone else brought vodka, arguing it was hard for him to focus without vodka. And a third person went to buy oranges, because she found vodka without orange juice intolerable. By 3 in the morning, they were all perfectly sloshed, so they decided to go to sleep. And although Julio would have preferred to spend the night with one of the Vergara twins, he resigned himself pretty quickly to sharing the tiny spare bedroom, i.e. the maid's room, with Emilia. Julio didn't like how Emilia asked so many questions in class, and Emilia found it annoying that Julio passed his classes, even though he hardly ever set foot on campus. But that night, they both discovered the emotional affinities that any couple can discover if they only put their minds to it. Needless to say, they did very badly on the exam. A week later, for the makeup test, they studied with the Vergaras again, and again they slept together, even though this time there was no need to share a room, since the twins' parents were away in Buenos Aires. Not long before she got mixed up with Julio, Emilia had decided that from then on she was going to fuck, what the Spanish call follar, and she would no longer make love with anyone or hook up with anyone, much less would she screw or culiar, as a Chilean would say. "This is a Chilean problem," Emilia said to Julio, with a boldness she only displayed in the dark, though in a very low voice, of course. "This is the problem with young Chileans. We're too young to make love. And in Chile, if you don't make love, you can only culiar. But I don't want to screw you. I'd rather follar. I'd rather fuck you like they do it in Spain." At that time, Emilia had never been to Spain. Years later, she would live in Madrid, a city where she'd do her fair share of fucking, though no longer with Julio, but rather, mostly, with Javier Martinez, and with Ángel García Atienza, and with Julián Alburquerque, and even, though only once and a little under duress, with her Polish friend, Karolina Kopets. However, that night, this second night, Julio became Emilia's second sexual partner. Or as mothers and certain psychologists say with some degree of hypocrisy, he became Emilia's second man, while Emilia became Julio's first serious relationship. Julio had avoided serious relationships, hiding not from women, but from seriousness, since by that point he knew that seriousness was every bit as dangerous as women, if not more so. Julio knew he was doomed to seriousness, and he tried, stubbornly, to thwart his serious fate, even as he stoically awaited that frightening and inevitable day when seriousness would come to settle in his life for good.